Coming to you live from the Grand Bahama Resort and Casino in Grand Bahama Island, Bahamas. Did I say Bahama enough, Matt? Privateers, yeah. Inc. That was my weird echo thing because I don't have an echo. We are all four of us are here. Dan, your voice is a little. We talked a little bit before the show. Did a pre-show shoot thing. And Dan, it sounds like your voice is a little fucked up. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was yelling at there was some strippers last night. Man, they were freaking hot. I was yelling at them.
Were you
I was
really
yelling with the top of my voice, and so that's why I lost my voice.
Wait, are you telling me that the strip clubs are open and the shelter in place in Minnesota?
No, yeah, basically.
I like how you went from no to yeah real fucking quick, Matt.
Right?
Anyway, this is Privateers, Inc. Matt's here, Ryan's here, Dan's here, I am here as well. And we are still in the midst of the coronavirus, if you're listening to this in the future. I keep saying that, Matt, because I feel like we're like Van Gogh, where no paintings sell during his lifetime, but then all of a sudden he's a millionaire.
Right.
Post-death.
Seems it.
Yeah. But I think we didn't really get into a lot of it. We kind of talked for a couple minutes before the show via phone here, but it seems like we're all going through a little bit of a thing right now. I mean, you're not though, Matt, right?
Well,
Matt, you're down to one horse track now. You can only bet at one track.
That's what I'm saying. Remington Park. Wow. I gotta wait 20 minutes between each fucking race instead of betting on 17 different fucking tracks.
But have you been to the casino downstairs, Matt? Because they fucking, it's like,
I have. Yeah,
you have. Okay, because they got a lot
it's
of shit.
Right.
Going on. They got
it's
a sports book down there. I know there's nothing to bet on. But
I sat there the other night and I was waiting. I realized nobody else was in there. I'm like, what happened?
Well, if you want, we could go north to south and figure out what everyone's issues are. Dan being the northernmost at this point, followed by Ryan and then myself. And Matt already said that he's down to one horse.
I got a pair of kings.
All right, what do you? you could just go downstairs and gamble. Oh, that's right, we're doing the podcast. Dan, Dan, how's everything going? Talk to us. What's going on in your life? What's going on?
You know what? I'm still working. I guess that's about it. It's the most wonderful life a person could have. I guess it's just working and nothing else is happening. That's pretty much it.
So. So let me ask you a question. You guys are now, last time we talked, you weren't shelter in place. So this happened, what, in the last week now that you guys have gone into that?
We were shelter in place. Last week I was shelter in place.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yes.
What does that entail, Dan?
If you're just joining us, the part of Dan will be played by Phyllis Diller tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
Dan, what does shelter in place include out in Wisconsin or whatever?
Shelter in place.
What does it mean?
Basically, says that they don't want you to do any unnecessary travel.
Okay.
Or unnecessary activities either, I'm sure, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that would be included, but pretty much everything is closed. Like any kind of recreation place is closed. The only thing that's open are the state parks. To basically any kind of hiking or biking or any, you know, stuff like that, but you can't do any camping.
But they are, but the state parks are open though?
They are, yes.
Okay.
You just can't camp and shit like that at a campground.
Yeah, you can't camp or gather or anything like that. You're allowed, they close the main parking area, but there is a place to park, and if you want to go for a walk in the around the lake, you can, yes.
But hunting and gather like I want to hang out with my buddies.
Yeah, if you want to go hiking with two or three people, I don't think they'll give a shit. But
yeah,
if you want to you can't go and have like a big cookout or anything like that in the park.
Okay, yeah, you can't do anything that's going to require like any like park rangers to be involved or anything like that.
Exactly. Right. So they basically. I think they might have one person. Actually, I don't even know if they have one person to supervise anybody. Maybe the DNR people.
Right.
DNR.
Yeah.
Like, but that's do not resuscitate. Yeah.
The Department of Natural Resource.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Me
I was
too,
just
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing if you knew that too. So, all right. So, have you been doing any? Because I detect that you're maybe a little like. Do you have a little cabin fever? A little bit, kind of.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not even trying to hide it. So we're looking for maybe forward to maybe like The Shining Part 2.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. I think you're... I don't know if it's that extreme, but maybe the first like, part of the original Shining.
Yeah, maybe like the made for TV type Shining. Wait,
What was that movie with that guy that had the suitcase and he got out of his car in the middle of the fucking highway?
Oh, that was
walking or something.
Yeah, no, that was that video game where you're on a standing on a plank.
Shut the fuck up. There's also an elevator. No, but so Dan, so what you're saying is you're Jack Torrance pre baseball bat in The Shining right now. You're just kind of like typing Dan's a dull boy and things like that on a typewriter, on an old school 1920s typewriter.
Yeah, pretty much, something like that. But
so let me ask you a question: Have you attempted? No, you don't have to give it away. I mean, you can give me a wink or something like that. Not that I can see you, but have you maybe attempted to contact any, workers in the last? Because you know that you can call a worker and have them come over.
Oh, really?
Sure. That line of business doesn't stop. Those people need money.
You get what he's wink winking at.
That's
right?
That's an essential business.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
I'm finally on board myself.
Oh, absolutely. The worker. Yes, I have not called any workers as of yet.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
But
I may need
myself some constructive activities.
Extracurricular activities.
Yes, and I'm sure they would like.
I know
that
a guy.
Too.
Give me a call, man. I know a guy, he can hook you up with a certain person of a certain persuasion of the night.
Yeah. Dan, I'm gonna text you a couple of websites once the podcast is over. I recommend that you find, because you can also travel to these places. I mean, you don't have to have somebody come to your place in case you don't want to get, robbed or, Mickey Moused or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna send you a link to a couple of places. I think it's going to ease your tension a little bit. I mean, it's
constructive therapy. That's what it is, right?
Well, it's going to cost you, if you went to the therapist twice a week, it's going to cost you the same amount of money, but you're going to get way more out of that than you would a therapist, if that makes sense.
So if you're going to write it off your taxes, classify it as therapy.
There you go. You can actually talk about your problem with this particular person for, 15, 20 minutes before you get into it. But and also, Dan. I'm sure people get the drift of what we're talking about, but I haven't said anything, so nothing's illegal right now. But if you, they're kind of like a little bit out of business right now. Like, in other words, they're slow. So you could probably even like finagle a little bit of a deal if you,
I could get a coronavirus discount.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, like on the sly. And, honestly, if all else fails, just get a hooker.
Oh, I didn't even think of that,
that's
Ryan.
That's true. That's actually maybe a good idea, too.
Oh, shit.
Dan, one of the websites I'm going to send you to, if you type in Privateers COVID for the promotional code, you get 10% off as well. So.
Oh, nice.
That's something that I worked out on the backside, just so you know. You okay, Matt?
It's not on the web server yet. I'm surprised. I just heard about it now. Thanks for letting me know, Joe. I'll have to
not a problem.
I'll have to look at that.
Not a problem. But I am going to send you a couple links to some sites, and I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it might help you because if you don't mind spending $1.50 to $2 or something like that. Like, well, even if it's once every couple of weeks, what's the difference? What are you spending your money on? You can't go out anywhere.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, but the bar here was so cheap that it was only like, not even, I think I spent like $15 every time I went there. Cause they always hooked me up with cheap food and drinks.
Yeah.
Dan,
it's still a fraction of the price as a high profile therapist.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's true.
Dan,
I could get a pretty good discount from the high profile therapist.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be tough to get this. Well, but what I'm saying is they're slow. So if you just say, hey, listen, you say, I want this, this is what I got,
Minnesota.
They're either going to say yes or no. And the site that I'm going to send you to is going to have quite a few people. Some of them can come to you and some of them, you might have to drive to. But I mean, it's going to fucking ease your tension. I can promise you that.
They're all slow adults up there.
Yeah, it's gonna help. It's gonna help. I mean, what you're saying is valid though. I mean, a lot of people I think are going into. Some people are. In fact, my girlfriend has taken up knitting. She's like an 85-year-old. She's like Sophia from the Golden Girls. She's knitting hats.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, albeit she's 20 years old.
She's a 20-year-old knitting machine.
Is it knitting? Is that like the crocheting thing with the hook, or is that something
No, this
different?
Is with like the two big hook. You know, not the hook, but the
I'm watching it right now. Shit. I feel like I'm sitting on a porch and somewhere in Georgia.
Yeah.
What was that other one that's really old-fashioned?
Minus the black.
There's crocheting, there's knitting, and what was that? Oh, macrame.
Macrame.
My mom actually did that. It's funny.
Dan, have you thought about getting into macrame or maybe cross stitch, perhaps?
Actually, you know what? I was actually thinking of taking a basket weaving class.
Yeah, that would be fitting for the current situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Dan, knit your own basket case.
Yeah, could you?
basket cases, that's true.
Do a privateer's basket. We can raffle it off on the website. Promotional code COVID-19.
Perhaps. Every time I spin on this machine, dude, I get two bonuses in a row, and I miss the third one.
Why don't you just wait till the show's done, and we can go down to the casino? All right.
I'm gonna miss post. Hang
so
on.
Dan, is that it? I mean, is there anything else bugging you? Or is that pretty much the brunt of it? Do you have other things going on?
What's the reason? What's fucking hurting you? What's bothering you the most about all this? Though,
yeah.
Like, what's the biggest problem? Is it not being near people? No human interaction. What's the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I need. Every person needs some kind of human interaction, and I am a single guy. I don't have anybody to go home to, so yep. It's real tough for me. You know, it's different when you're working with somebody, because work is work, and your home life is your home life. And
sure.
People that are married, people that have kids, and you know, or even have a significant other. Don't really understand. They could go and visit with each other and do all that stuff, and I don't have the luxury of doing that. And they don't. They really don't understand what it's like to be in my situation unless you're single and you don't have and you're unattached.
Well,
you get really stir crazy. I was there for a little while. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
but before
have you ever
coronavirus,
considered getting a roommate.
Sorry, Ryan. You say that one more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you ever considered trying to get a roommate?
That's a good point.
If my house were a little bit bigger, I would say yes. But I have my house is too small for that right now.
Okay, Dan. Before coronavirus hit, were you able to meet people at anywhere near where you are without? I mean, just by going to the bar, going to wherever. I mean, were you able to meet people? Without coronavirus, is coronavirus stopping you for real? Because you normally meet people and you normally bring broads home, or what?
No, I didn't. I don't normally bring broads home, but I was about to, and then coronavirus hit, and I was a little bit pissed off.
So it's actually stopping you.
Yeah. I got you. You had a kind of an ace in the hole, but now that's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I don't have an ace.
Because now the
hole's
gone
anymore.
Yeah, the hole is gone. Yeah,
no hole for me.
Well, but that's not true. But I'm going to send you some sites that there's plenty of aces and plenty of holes.
Plenty of holes.
Whatever you want to do with those, you can. But I hear you. But I will say, Dan. She's got headphones in. Being single is definitely the most underrated thing in the world.
What is she doing?
I don't know. She's knitting and listening to music. I was single for years. And I dream about those days again. I wish. Yeah, she's not really, okay. I wish that I could come home to an empty house and like have some fucking solitude and some peace of mind, and not meditate. But sometimes I would just go home and stare at the wall for a fucking hour on like a Friday. You know, like there's a certain amount of freedom that comes with that.
Well, yeah, you guys have talked about this before. That's the weird thing. So you guys actually, we had an episode very, very long ago. It was in the single digits, I think, or maybe early double digits.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about
I would ask Tripp to do the harp sound to go back in time, but he's not here with us.
I know. I was just going to say, unfortunately, he's not with us.
We left Tripp
in
Connecticut.
Tripp caught the coronavirus, right?
I fucking hope so. I hope so.
Oh, I hope so.
That fucking douchebag.
He's got good enough health insurance.
He don't listen to this anyway.
But yeah, but what I'm saying though is that, you know, you guys spoke about this before, and you guys were fairly happy about that.
Yeah,
I and still Dan included. So I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe it's just the indoors that you have to be in right now, Dan, or maybe you don't have to. I mean, I guess it's your choice. Yeah, but I mean, there's nowhere to
the
go.
The problem is, I don't have the option to go out.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. I used to have the option to be able to go. Oh yeah, I want to go over to and hang out and have fun and everything like that. But nope, there's no fun anymore.
Yeah, it's
so you zero just
don't,
fun.
You don't like being restricted is what it is. You even if you went out every night to a bar and just struck out every night for months and months, it's better than somebody telling you you cannot leave your house.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. I just don't like the fact I would rather strike out 100% of the time than anybody tell me 1% of the time that I can't leave my house for any amount of time.
Yeah.
That's bullshit right there. I think that's freedom restriction, which is unnecessary, unless there is like some kind of black death going on.
And yeah,
there's no this is not a black death by any means.
I think it likes to be referred to as African American death.
Yes, Dan, please.
I like to call it
death. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. I was,
you know what? I'll 17, go with
1710. Oh, wait, what is okay? And 1714, Matt. Since I can't go on trip,
we're just paraphrasing.
Let's hope I don't sweat because I'm fat here.
No, nothing.
Okay, on a serious note, a real quick question for you, Dan. Do you have the option to stay with like family in the meantime or something like that?
Good question.
I could, but my family is not that close where I can drive a commutable distance to work.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I mean, I could visit with them once a week if I wanted to. It's that type of thing, but I can't drive to like I can't stay with them and drive to work.
Have you tried to maybe contact someone and like you know, like the mayor or someone like that, and just kind of express your concerns or whatever, or a city councilman, or write a letter to the senator.
Well, guess what? I actually was gonna call the mayor and just give him a piece of my mind. Just say, hey, what are you thinking here, bud? You know, he probably has a wife and shit and to go home to, and so he doesn't give a rat's ass what kind of order that he puts on. Then, but he doesn't think about all the people that don't really have anybody to talk to, and guess what? A stay at home means is like a fucking death penalty.
Well, yeah,
it's like an isolation, solitary confinement.
But would you go that far and call it a death penalty though?
Not a death penalty, but solitary confinement is
like
what
a prison
I
sentence.
like a not like being in like you know like if let's say if you are a person that's on parole. But you have to wear one of those fucking bracelets.
Like
that's what it's
monitor.
Like.
House arrest. Bracelets.
That's what I would, a house arrest.
Yeah.
So you can go stay within your town and shit like that, but you really can't go and hang out with anybody.
Dan, can I make a suggestion? Can I suggest that you go onto either dating websites or go to the park itself and tell girls that you have a 6-foot dick so they can stay 6 feet away from you if they get towards the tip of your cock. But no. Maybe have a date where you just wear hospital masks and stand 6 feet away from each other and yell your turn-ons and turn-offs and things like that. Like, is that a possibility?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Like a very unconventional date, maybe, or something like that. Like, tell someone, like, I'm sick of being inside. I'm sick of being alone. What about you? Let's go for a fucking hike or a walk. We don't have to touch each other. I got a 6-foot dick, so just stay 6 feet away from me. You'll be fine.
So, like, the mayor or the governor doesn't even obviously maybe he's like he's rubbing his hands together because guess what, you're single, you're fucked basically.
Yeah, but my
assumption, and I don't know this for sure, but my assumption is these governors really don't have any say in this anymore. I think this is coming from above.
This is Trump, Dan,
because it's happening almost across
Dan. This is your boy Trump now doing this to you. Not for nothing. I hate to tell you this.
Yeah, but no, but the governor actually said he extended our whatever the fuck it is, stay at home bullshit thing until May 4th. But Trump did not go that far yet.
Yeah, our governor, mayor, whatever I don't know, governor, right? Yeah, our governor did the same thing. Well, actually, I think they extended it indefinitely.
Mm.
Yeah, this governor here is a fucking idiot. I'd punch him in the face if I got a chance.
Yeah.
Just because.
Well, I don't know if violence, I wouldn't condone violence, Matt, but you should definitely punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah, I mean, I should just because he's an idiot.
Right, so basically, exactly. Like, if extending it indefinitely means that, guess what? They're telling me that I have absolutely no chance in hell to ever get a date. And that I'm going to remain single for the rest of my life.
But do you think that that's what the purpose is?
No. Don't. It's not going to be like that at all. If I could ease your mind a little bit, what I would say is that it's not going to be like this forever. It's the numbers are going to come down eventually. Number one, there's only like fucking 300, 400,000 people in the country that have it. There's how many people in this country? 300
million? 324.6
million. So there's like very few people that have it. What is that, Matt? That's fucking like less than 1% of people in the country have it.
Yes.
It's nothing. It's like, it's such minute. So it's going to go away. The only places that really have it big are like, you know, LA, New York, Chicago, big places like that. Places who are in huge concentrations of people. So it's going to go away. Once those people get herd immunity and they all fucking die or get over it, then the rest of us that live in, you know, areas that aren't as populated are going to be okay. So when they say indefinitely, all that means is they don't know the end date. I don't think that it's going to be like this for more than another, you know, a few weeks.
But wait a minute.
I would say a month.
Maybe a month. Yeah, maybe a month.
Yeah, okay.
But Dan said something, though. Hold on.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And like, honestly, my county now has, you know, I have 65,000 people in my county, and I think we have about 10 or 11 cases so far, which if you look at the statistics, this is just the cases.
Yeah.
Never mind the people tested.
Yes, correct.
Right.
So
never mind the people not tested.
Yeah, so the people, exactly. Yeah, so the 65,000 people in this county only, let's see, so there's 11 cases. So that's 1 in 6,500 people.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's not much,
have
right,
enough symptoms to go to the doctor and get tested.
That's correct.
And most of these people will probably recover.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
And 97% will.
Yes, well, and they said 1,100 have had the virus, but half of those are non-symptomatic anymore and out of isolation.
Yeah. Right. Matt, what's your question?
But my question, Dan, is you said something before about how, you know, they're making you basically be single or something like that, but like, or not be able to meet people. But do you think that that's, I'm just wondering what your thought is on this. Do you think that that's what the point is here?
No, I'm not saying that, I'm an indirect casualty of this whole situation. Like that a person that is shit on probably the most out of anybody except for the people that are out of work.
But what I'm saying,
speaking of shit on, I'll get to my story later. But okay.
but Dan mentioned that the governor was sitting in his house rubbing his hands together. That sounds like the man is there purposely doing something to you. That's what it sounds like, a Monty Burns type of situation.
Almost, yeah.
No, right? Like, you know,
is
when,
that what you
when
meant
I,
by that?
I'm always one of those people that are like, hey, maybe, you know, I feel like sometimes when some shit happens that people are out to get me, and you know, I could say that maybe a lot of the times I overreact to certain things.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
You're passionate. You're a passionate person.
I'm a passionate person, and I'm one of those people that are like, this guy doesn't even, maybe he just doesn't think things through before he goes, oh yeah, I'm just going to do this.
Can you have an outlet on, like, I'm not into social media, but can you have an outlet on social media maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm I am active on Facebook, like big time.
Are you really?
And I'm just like,
I did notice that your activity spiked.
Because guess what? Yeah, I'm going to go, you know what? Because I can't, if we want to end all this bullshit, right? I want to get people, I want to get people to be, hey, let's rethink all this stuff here and let's try to end this earlier. You know, if we're over, if this situation is as dire, like we all know that the CDC originally predicted 1.2 million deaths.
Yeah.
For this thing. And guess what it's not down to now? 60,000, which is like maybe a little bit more than the regular flu.
Yeah.
That's still probably pretty high, too.
It is pretty high. I agree. It's like a high flu. But guess what? They, like, think about it. It went down 90%.
It did go down, yeah.
I think what Ryan's trying to say is it's actually not going to be that high.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be
I don't think
so. It's probably going to go down about 98%.
I don't even think it'll be that much.
They originally
maybe in New York.
Predicted the, what was it, 1.4 million or some shit like that?
Yeah.
They originally predicted that over the course of a year.
Well, here's what I think, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Never have been. You know that, Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
But my thought is that it's one of two things. Number one, there's something else going on that they're trying to fucking, like, you know, push everyone's attention over to something to create something out of nothing.
You mean like an election?
Not an election. Oh, maybe. I don't even know about an election, but I just think there's something else. But the other thing is that it's possible that they're thinking with the way that people are now, they're so fucking litigious and like they're going to point the finger and go, you know, it's this one's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Obama's fault. It's fucking Matt's fault. It's the privateers. So maybe what they're doing is they're saying, listen, so that we don't get fucking, you know, for the rest of history, people are going to say, you let old people and infirmed people die. We're going to try you for war crimes and shit like that. They're just saying, you know what? Now that everyone is, because the Me Too movement and fucking broads, you can't look at a bitch's fucking tits without her fucking freaking out and calling you a piece of shit and being on the news and everything and shaming you on this one and that one. They're probably going, you know what? In order to not get the finger pointed at me and to not be shit on for the rest of my life and never get a speaking event, I'm going to just do what I have to do to play it safe, because everyone's got to play shit safe now. In 2000, whatever the fuck we are, 20?
Okay. Yeah.
You know? So maybe they're just like, you know what? This isn't that big of a fucking deal. It's a flu like every other flu. It was SARS before. It was a swine flu before that. It was encephalitis before that. It's always some new bullshit. And now it just happened. Yeah, exactly. And now it just happens to be, what is this called? COVID-19. Yeah. So now they're like, whoa, look how proactive we're being and look how great of a person. So every governor is going to get a fucking clap of the hands. Every doctor and every nurse going to get a clap of the hands. The president.
Yeah, well, the problem is every hospital worker is going to get all kinds of extra money.
Yeah, but no,
they don't even deserve it.
Oh, let me stop you right there, Matt.
Yeah, go on.
I will give you an example. This is probably not the norm, but I do want to interject this story.
Yeah, that's fine.
My wife cleans a house for a lady that works in a hospital, and she's pretty well up. She's got a prestigious position in a hospital.
Okay.
Yesterday, she found out her job was gone, along with 75% of the hospital. This is the local hospital
here. Right,
right.
Along with like 70, 75% of the whole staff, all of them let go, and the hospital's not accepting any more patients.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
How could that be if this is such a bad...
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
What reason would be behind that?
Yeah,
especially during this so-called pandemic.
And you know what, Ryan? That, like, those type of things kind of raise like a red flag.
Yeah, they do.
And you know what? I posted something on social media at the very beginning of this quote-unquote pandemic.
Yep.
And I basically said something in the nature of, hey, how come we don't lock down the whole fucking world for 3 months out of the year during flu season?
Yeah. I said the same thing like a couple weeks ago.
This is the first time that we've actually been locked down like this.
Yeah, and
I think we should lock down everybody for every season.
I basically said this. I said this shit on the media, on Facebook, and I basically said, everybody thought it was more serious, and I was the person that claimed, I basically claimed basically that it was the same thing as the flu.
Can I actually interject now?
Everything. And guess what? Nobody. Everybody's like, "Oh, you're underreacting." I said, okay, "Is the media overreacting?" I don't give a shit. And
you're
guess
right,
what?
Dan.
It turns out I was like almost. I was 98% correct.
Actually, I'm gonna interject here. Hang on a second. I have something to say about even that, and I'm gonna go even a step further here.
Go ahead.
When it comes to, I'll tell you what one of the main problems of this whole thing, and actually what a main problem of most things in our world now, actually is social media. You see, if there was no Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, we wouldn't be doing this right now. Does anybody else realize that? You would get a phone call from Ryan, Joe, and he would be like, "Hey, I think there's a fucking disease I heard about." And that's as far as it would go because you don't even fucking know anyone else.
And I'd be all excited to catch it like I normally do.
That's right. But nobody else would even fucking be, even know about it. You see, this shit probably happened, if you go back 20 years ago before social media,
right?
You wouldn't even know that any of this was going on because it is what it is. You'd have to wait for the newspaper to come out the next day to say fucking, whether there's something or not. And it wouldn't even be top news because nobody would even know about it.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of it is actually hyped up not just by the media, but by the people that are pretending they're media, which is fucking Facebook, which is.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy is things like Twitter and Facebook. The people that post religiously on these social media sites only represent like 2% of the population's viewpoints.
Yeah, you're right.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. The social media tends to be worse than the regular media because I do believe that nowadays the regular media follows the sort of influencers on social media. The regular news media will tell you anything.
They pander.
As long as 250 fucking thousand people listen to another person say it on Instagram.
Well, Dan.
Yeah, kowtow.
It's fucking bullshit.
I want to be the voice. I'm the voice of reason on Facebook. I'm just
right,
like,
but Dan,
that's
scary.
Why are people reacting?
But you and everybody else, Dan, that's kind of the point. Yeah, everybody on social media is their own voice of reason.
Right. It's like when someone says they have their own truth. There's only one, there's facts, and that's it. And everybody can go around and say fucking like, "Oh, I'm the voice of reason on social media." Now, us sitting here in this room, Dan, we can agree. Yeah. Yes, you're being the voice of reason.
Right.
But anybody else that's on there is going to say, "Oh, no, I'm the voice of reason. Dan's not. Dan's crazy. Dan's this." And that's why the whole fucking thing needs to stop. I swear to God, dude, you could believe me or not, this would not be happening right now if it wasn't for social media.
They need to shut down Facebook and Twitter.
Listen, buddy. And maybe, I've been fucking maybe saying that too. Shit for how fucking long? Give me a fucking break.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they should keep my Twitter feed.
Maybe they should
not mine, but
maybe
the
they should cancel Privateers Inc. I mean,
no, don't but Dan,
I'm sorry.
But Dan, if you go back two episodes and listen to my reaction when we first, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago when we first started, you'll hear that my demeanor on it was like, "Come on, this is just the fucking flu. Just shut the fuck up, get it, and be sick for a week and get over it. It's not that big of a deal."
I feel like I've had it anyway.
Matt, yeah,
honestly.
To answer Matt's comment on to retort to your comment about shutting down Facebook and Twitter, I would take it a step further. And just let's say the internet is a fucking bad idea.
Yeah,
it was a bad
right,
idea.
Dude.
Let's just get rid of the
internet. Absolutely, it is.
Seriously. Like, it was a good idea to begin with, but it's manifested itself into a very poisonous end.
I would say
yes in some regards, but it has benefited me in many ways. Like, I now can pay my bills on time. All the time. I don't have to.
Yeah, but look what you have to do now in order
to
pay your bills.
Nothing.
You can set that up through your phone.
That's right. But I'm going to say something else, Dan. Yeah. So that part of your life is easy, but this part of your life is harder. You right now are considering things, even if for seconds that we spoke about earlier that I'm not going to say on the show here. And not in front of anyone, but I'll say things.
Dan going to sell meth or
no,
something?
No, no, I'm not going to say what happened.
Oh, I thought he was going to Walter White it.
But the point is, Dan, is that just so that you could pay a bill online and make that part of your life easier, you now consider other things because of that same fucking demon. You get what I'm saying?
That's and true, but I like to watch porn too. Free porn. It's kind of nice.
These, yeah. These things that facilitate your need for watching porn and your need for easy bill pay are mining your, they're chipping away at your mind, finding out what you like.
That's right.
And gouging you for them.
That's true too. That
you,
that's true
you
too. I mean,
point. It, you know, to be Dan, honest,
you could have got one of those high priced therapists.
Being poisonous. It really is in some ways. It's like a slow poison, and it just basically eats away everything, and then all of a sudden it just becomes like this big, gigantic clusterfuck, and nobody knows what's true and what's false and what's what anymore.
Well, think about it. They created a thing that's going to connect most of the 4 billion people on the planet with all differing views, opinions. There's 6 billion people on the planet, but not all of them have, you know, internet. But say a majority. Say there's 5. Say there's 4 billion. They found a way to connect 4 billion people with different religious backgrounds, different sexual orientations, different political views, different governments, different currencies. They said, fuck it. What they did was they opened the floodgates to everyone and just said, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, but who really needs the internet? By the way, what should I put in this trifecta?
714, probably, I think.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, make sure to go to privateersinc.whatever
the fuck.
TV. Oh, yeah. And now we're basically telling them to go to an internet address. We should be putting this on fucking broadcast radio.
Yes, exactly.
But fuck the goddamn internet. Who needs it other than horse betting?
By the way, I don't know how, but I just... Well, probably because I had that bomber or fucking porter right now, Matt, but I missed Ryan's joke
Coinbase?
Until just this...
I like to bet on Coinbase, too. I mean, I like to put money on Coinbase.
I agree.
By the way, Dan, what you should be doing is focusing on making money by putting everything into Coinbase right now. It doesn't matter what currency you put it into.
Oh, can I tell... Before you guys get into your stories, Ryan and Joe,
yeah.
I want to tell you a really funny thing that happened. So I started investing in stocks a few years ago, and I took it all out, and I started investing more into the crypto market, okay? So
smart move,
so
yeah.
So I constantly get calls from these guys that like, they're anecdotal, they're whatever, they're from New York, they try to act like they're men's men.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
They call me constantly, and they're like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Like, they know you. They're selling stock. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm scratching my balls right now.
The guy's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, good. You? And he's like, oh, I'm tired of my wife. She's such a cunt.
I just got away from the old lady.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, well, what do you want, buddy? And he's like, oh, I just want to make sure you're an accredited investor. I said, yeah, I'm an accredited investor. He goes, okay, so you got a million liquid. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, so here's what we're doing. We're not selling stock anymore. We're in a crypto market now, so we're putting it in. We're going to keep it there for 20 years. I said, yeah, buddy, I'm going to stop you right there, man. I said, listen, I already just moved. All my money's in crypto anyway. I said, I just took it away from Bitcoin. I put it all into Chainlink.
Yeah.
And he goes, what? Can I ask you why you did that?
Yeah,
and
he wants advice from me.
I said, listen, buddy, let's just put it this way. I got a fucking inside tip. And he goes, well, can you tell me more about it? I said, nah, dude. I was like, listen, just pretend that I never said anything. And he goes, hey, man, thanks for the advice. And then he hangs up.
Yeah.
These fucking dudes are fucking out of their minds. But Joe's right. The crypto market is where to be right now. So, yeah. Dan, you should be worried about making some fucking dough right now.
You're going to make 20% on your money.
I just made 20% last week.
Right, but you're going to make an additional 20% between now and 8 months from now.
That's right. I should mention to anybody with student loans.
Oh, boy.
That has a job, as I just did this, I actually consolidated my student loans because some of my loans were still in repayment and with a percentage rate.
Yeah.
And all student loans are going to be 0% until September.
But Dan, Ben doesn't go to school, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. But
well, he did. Anybody, he might have student loans.
Yeah, anybody that's listened to the show should try to consolidate your student loans into a direct loan type of situation so that your payments will be suspended until, and your interest will be suspended until September or October.
I see.
And then you can make payments interest free.
So everyone take that into consideration.
Everything will go down to the principal, which is fucking awesome.
There's a silver lining here.
Yeah, so there's a silver lining to your tale of woe, Dan. Now, I will say that on the second half of the show, we are going to have, to the if there's ever any other listeners, Ben, you're going to hear yourself on the second part of the show today. It's kind of weird hearing that.
Wait, how the hell is he going to listen to himself and be on the show at the same time?
I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet.
Why do you got to bring up the obvious
here? You know, Ryan, Inception and The Matrix and whatnot. But speaking of that, Dan, you have very valid concerns. We are going to follow your story very closely. And Dan, if you need someone to talk to or you feel like, please feel free. We can do a Zoom meeting. We could have a cocktail hour, you and I. We could fucking sit there and have some beers and bullshit on the webcam. Don't you're not alone, by the way. You have the other privateers at any time.
Well, yeah, dude. Yeah, we're always here. I'm always, if you want, actually, we'll just do another show.
We should
show.
Do like a video type situation some week. I really want to do that. See if we could organize that. Then we can sit there and shoot the shit.
Can we do a Zoom meeting for the privateers and put it on YouTube?
Yeah, we could do that. Dan,
I think we should do that. Yes.
Dan,
a split screen.
We'll talk after the show. We'll definitely do that. I promise you, I'll do that.
I want to get into what else is going on.
We're a little stressed for time. But Dan, your story is very intriguing, and we're definitely gonna
points are taken, my friend.
And we're gonna talk after the show though. Ryan,
are you guys anemic? Why is it so hot in here?
It's the Bahamas, man. It's fucking hot.
Hell, dude.
Ryan, please please tell us what's going on with you in South Carolina.
South Carolina's gotta have to do it.
That's a trip. I keep looking at my left.
Yeah, besides that's 41, 42. Have to say being what?
And 41, 46.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
Not to bring the this such an upbeat podcast to a screeching halt.
Yeah, how dare you?
I'll try to keep the pace lively. This is something that really has affected me. It's really fucked with me a lot. The amount of terrible gamers that are on multiplayer games right now is fucking insane.
Is it really bad now?
It's so bad. Everybody's playing video games. Everybody is. And they're just, most of them are just, they don't know what the fuck.
You should take bets, Ryan.
Are they allowing women to play video games now?
I don't think it's gotten that bad.
Okay,
yet.
Thank God.
But I wouldn't count it out either.
Sorry, Matt. There's a tractor in my hotel room. Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh my god! That's all I got, really. I mean, that's okay.
So anything else? Anything painful. Bad happen to you? Like
that's
Dan?
All that's going on with you, Ryan?
That's it. Yeah. What do you mean? I'm sorry. Did you want something more devastating? I think that's enough.
I did. I was wondering if maybe you could, like, you know, give me like your leg got cut off or something like that, or
holy shit,
and they reattach a llama leg instead.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be
fucking. Yeah, sorry. I thought of that now. I could have helped you out with that back in the day.
Before Joe starts, I'll
that's it. Terrible online gamers.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's a play. That's the real play. Real virus.
We should start a website called terribleonlinegamers.com.
I just bought it right now.
That's a good idea.
I own it.
Oh, you did just do that on GoDaddy.
Pat Pennant, goddamn.
Yeah, yeah. You can buy. No. Don't. There's good news. You can buy it from me for $15,000. Right now.
Do you take Bitcoin?
I do. As a matter of fact, give me my wallet address after the show. I should get my wallet address.
Don't forget MooseKnucklePants.com.
Yeah, why don't you just link it to that?
Yeah, well, I got that all funneling into the same thing now, Matt. You see, I have I have an umbrella corporation that I got going on now. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a great, great business decision.
Well, if I could make everyone feel, I'm going to make
Joe,
everyone.
Why don't you tell us why we're sitting here in the Bahamas?
I'm going to make everyone feel a little bit better about themselves, including the listener, Ben.
But Joe, after you're done saying this, would I be able to post some pictures of what you speak of? Maybe we'll crop out some things.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll talk about. Yeah,
it.
We'll talk after the show when I'm talking about the Zoom meeting with Dan and the online gamers selling that website to Ryan. Okay, so I'm going to try to do this pretty succinctly because we do have to go into a break and we're going to have our list. Ben, if you're listening, we're going to have you on in about 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, you can get through your story.
Yeah.
So the number of listeners will go from 1 to 0. Yes. Unlike the coronavirus.
He can't listen.
Shit, that's right.
Although maybe
we are sort of shooting ourselves in the foot.
Although maybe depending on how you know, egocentric Ben is, we might get 1,000 more listens now because Ben might listen to himself over and over again. We'll have to see.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so I will say that on Monday. So, all right, I'm going to start off a real. I'm going to try to go through this quickly, but it goes back to Saturday. Saturday, I realized my toilet doesn't flush. Now I have a urinal in my bathroom, as you know, and then I have a toilet.
Yep.
And my toilet was, when you flush it, it comes up to the top, kind of slowly sits there at the top, and then drains real, real fucking slow.
Right.
So I call the person in the building. I live in a I live in a really nice gated community, as you know, Matt.
Yeah.
And I call, so I called the property manager, and I said, well, the maintenance person, and I said, I have a stopped up toilet. She sends me a link to Drano. That's not a joke either. That's a real thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dude. So I said, okay, I'll buy Drano, even though you're not supposed to use it on toilets. So I did that. Nothing happened. So now I called the property manager and I said, hey, listen, I pay a lot of fucking money for this place. And the toilet stopped up. He says, well, I'm going to find a plumber for you. I said, great. In the meantime, if I got to take a shit, now I got a urinal so I can piss whenever I want. But if I got to take a shit, what should I do? He says, well, if you go up to the second floor, there's a janitor's closet with a fucking toilet in there. You can go take a shit in there. So oh,
come on.
Yeah, I swear to God. Yeah. So I said, I said, all right, so this is Saturday. I go, well, and I, by the way, Matt, I had to shit really bad.
Oh, is that why you were asked to go into the, not, you told me you were going to the studio?
Well, I did. The first day I went to the studio and took a shit. That was on Saturday. Then on Sunday, I had to, well, Saturday night, I didn't want to drive back to the studio again because it's like a half hour away.
Yeah.
So I fucking said, fuck it, I'm going to go to this janitor's closet.
So shit in the janitor's
closet. I shit in the janitor's. It was like a 20 minute deal because you know when you're sitting there and you shit and then afterwards you're like, fuck, I still feel something in there, like a bubbling crude.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I had one of those situations going on. I think I had macaroni and cheese with sriracha the night before, so it was a little bit of a trendy issue on my fucking bowels part. So I shit a little bit and then kept shitting. It was like kind of a soft serve ice cream consistent. Anyway, so Sunday rolls around and I was actually out at the store because shelter in place really in Connecticut means just keep doing whatever the fuck you want to do.
Right, really exactly.
Except go to the bar. You cannot go to the bar and find pussy. That's true. But you can go to Walmart or Stop and Shop or wherever you want. Or Wegmans, depending on what region you're in. So I'm at the store and the guy calls me, hey man, I'm a plumber and I'm going to come snake your toilet. This is at 2:15. He goes, I said, well, I'm out right now. I'll be back in 45 minutes. You're welcome to come for the rest of the day. He says, yeah, I'll be there in about an hour. I'll call you. Okay. I go back home. I'm sitting there 5:15. I don't hear from him. I call him back. Oh, sorry, man. Something came up. I said, okay, fine. So Monday, I leave the. Now, mind you, I still have no toilet, so I'm still shitting in the janitor's closet upstairs, you know, with the freight elevator. So Monday, I'm out, and I get a call. You have to come home right now. You have to come home. You get the fuck home right now. I go, what the fuck's happening? There was, and when I say this, I'm not saying it facetiously or like, you know, I'm not being cryptic about it. I'm being completely forthright about this. There was shit. There was a shit fountain coming out of my kitchen sink and bathroom sink. A fountain of human shit.
Oh, my God.
And toilet paper.
Oh, no.
And piss and water and whatever else goes down toilets. I don't even know. Probably a lot of unmentionables. So for whatever dumb reason, the property manager decided instead of waiting for 5:30 for this other plumber to come and just snake my toilet, they were going to hire a plumbing company. So the plumbing company came. And I have a weird pump that pumps the sewage out to street level because I live below street level, kind of a bat cave type deal for you listener.
Okay, yeah.
And what they did was they hooked up the outlet of the pump into my main sewer line.
Oh, my God.
And when they turned the pump back on, it pumped an entire well or vat or what have you of sewage into my apartment. So,
yeah.
Oh my God. And it was a fountain. So it not only was it like just like trickling out, it was a fountain of shit
coming out of every single drain.
Yeah. Ryan and Dan, I'm going to text the picture to the group text so you guys can see it too.
I've seen the pictures. It's insanity.
Wow. So
it's
insanity. So I left where I was at. I go home and there was a puddle of shit on my carpet. Most of my apartment is carpeted. Dining room, living room, bedroom is all carpeted. The shit was in the bathroom, fountained out of the fucking thing, all over the vanity, onto the floor, toilet, everywhere. Went outside of that onto the carpet. My bathroom steps up, so it goes outside onto the carpet in the hallway type deal. It goes into my bedroom, around into my, I have a walk-in closet, into the closet, It was coming out of the kitchen, over the countertop, over my microwave, my blender, my air fryer, my fucking Keurig, whatever the fuck.
Jesus
the floor, Christ, the kegerator, of course, poisoncider.com. My poison apple cider kegerator was just all my cider stuff all over the place. Refrigerator, you name it, covered in shit, like completely covered in shit. You can't go in my apartment without smelling.
Oh, I can't imagine
the worst amount of feces.
Man,
I can imagine it's just terrible.
Absolutely terrible. Now, mind you,
the worst thing though was it looked like from the dish, his dishwasher. It looks like shit was coming out of the dishwasher, yes. Like a bad nightmare.
It was. Yeah. It was.
I imagine it
was coming out the door of the dishwasher.
Yeah, it came in through the dishwasher. So all the dishes that were in my fucking thing, Is she listening to music? Yeah, she don't wash the fucking dishes. She puts it in the dishwasher. She's supposed to be the dishwasher.
So,
but anyways,
hey, can I just say something?
Are you still paying rent? I sure as hell hope not, Joe.
No. But go ahead, Ryan. You had a question.
Me and Joe have known each other for quite some time, and Joe has the best stories as far as his rental fucking properties and his places have burned down.
Yes.
Flooded. Like just so much shit has happened.
That was the funny part. When I went home, my girlfriend was like crying and freaking out. And I was like, this isn't even the worst thing that's happened to me. This isn't even bad. I was like,
yeah, you're right.
I was like, I moved into an apartment and it burned down 2 weeks later. It was 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was like 3 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was immediately.
Yes, I moved in on April 1st, and on April 14th, it burned down. I had to have the whole thing.
Ryan, how is that different than what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, where every place that you've ever lived is now knocked down?
Yeah, Ryan, we're kindred spirits. It makes sense now. So anyway.
Yeah, but at least it's after the fact.
That's true, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's not while you're living there.
So I hope that you're getting reimbursed from the landlord. Or for
I would imagine all, this is far all
the
from stuff
the landlord's a though.
Oh, come on, Matt is a 52-16. So what happened was I said, listen, I called the property manager. I said, I don't know what the fuck you did. You hired these people. They came in. They did this. It's a fucking mess. It's a loss. Like, we got to figure out what's going on. I have expensive stuff in there. I got clothes. I said, the carpet's got to come out. The countertops, everything has to be replaced. He said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He said, I'll put you up in a hotel. I said, does it matter what hotel? He said, no. I said, okay, well, I'm going. I said, no problem. I'm going to book a hotel now. So I am here in the Bahamas now. And since it's a since it's a two-bedroom, I said, Matt, why don't you come down with the wife and the kid and all that?
Right.
There's a casino. So we're down here in the Bahamas at the hotel that they're paying for. And they keep sending me pictures every day. They're replacing the carpet. They're replacing the countertops. They're replacing the cabinets. They're replacing the vanity. The whole place is getting redone.
Well, they have to. I mean,
they have to. Yeah, everything of mine is covered in tarps and all that shit. And it's so anyway. That's what's, so mind you also that I'm having to take things because I had to get clothes and shit to get out of the house and everything. So I had to go in there and I'm thinking, fuck, doesn't this like weird virus like you can catch it through feces? And that's what my apartment is filled with, is other people's shit from a whole apartment building.
Probably hundreds of people, too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I've seen some of these people. They're a little suspect, if you ask me.
That's
so,
sure.
So on top of everything, so Dan, I'm still going through the same thing that you're going through, although not single, but I do get that part, which is definitely, you know, unfortunate. But at the same time, I'm having to relocate to hotels and a lot of my effects. The guy who's coming to fix the place, he keeps sending me pictures every day. He's a little, he may or may not have been at the methadone clinic this morning before he went to my place. Right, I'm just saying. So, I don't know what that, you know.
Let me ask you this, man. As a hotel person that you're staying at a hotel, how are they working like the breakfast deal?
No. So here in the Bahamas is different than you guys over there in America. You guys up there have a totally different way of things. The way that we do it here is a little bit different. We're on island time. You understand? In our country, we don't really care all that much. So we're still having breakfast service. It's not a buffet, but they're doing room service. So they're bringing what you kind of check off what you want the night before, and they bring everything to you at a predetermined time. They have a mask. They got gloves and everything like that. And it's a first class suite. How many square feet is this room?
It's got to be like, I don't know, 1,800?
1,800, 2,000 square feet. It's a big fucking place. The pool is open, and I don't think there's that many cases down here. Nobody's really, They're serving drinks.
It's when I got here, they were like purposely breathing on people just to show them.
Yeah, like it's safe. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. There's thermometers and all that shit, but they're, you know, they put it rectally in my ass, my anal cavity. It turns out I do not have a fever, which is good.
Well, that's customary. That doesn't really have anything to do with the virus. That's just how they. How they greet new people.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah. So that's normal anyway. That just happens. That's, you know, it just happens to be.
Joe, that is fucking devastating. That's almost as bad as my my gamer thing.
I know. You know what? I think the gamer's thing has an edge over Joe's situation.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm with you on that.
What's Ryan to do?
I'll take second place. I'm not afraid of a fucking silver medal.
Well, I don't know. I think mine's worse. Like, I do have like a really quick one.
I'll tell you what. Here's how we're going to do it. Ryan's gamer thing gets gold medal.
Why? You haven't heard mine yet.
No, hang on. You already said that you're only down to one horse.
No,
track.
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, hurry up. You got fucking time.
Yeah. So I'm still working.
That's terrible. Okay. Well, all right. So Ryan's gamer is going to get gold medal.
So am I. I'm still working too.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have to, but I still am.
Okay. Well, here's what you're working. You're in the Bahamas, asshole, gambling on a fucking iPad.
I was working until I decided to take a vacation.
Okay. Ryan's gamer gets gold medal. Dan is still working and having to serve isolation, house arrest deal. He's silver medal on that. Matt, you got.
Dan can't fuck people he doesn't know yet.
That's correct. Matt, you got honorable mention because of you're still working. And I have honorable mention for getting 150 gallons of shit put in my apartment and being relocated for a couple weeks.
Jesus.
So that's crazy. So that's that. I'll tell you what, we're probably going to go through this show without a spot. What do you think, Matt? Do we have time? We could do like an impromptu spot real quick.
Or? Yeah. By what cleans shit?
I don't know. Apparently,
by Lysol, by a crackhead.
Apparently, some kind of acid, ammonia, bleach.
Acid.
Yeah, hydrochloric acid, bleach, ammonia, and something else. So apparently, that's what kills it. Because that's what they're doing.
Brought to you by Scott Tissue Paper.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
and don't forget Don't forget the brake cleaner too. I mean, the brake fluid.
Yeah, the brake fluid. Yes, exactly. We're going to get that in there as well. We're going to make sure we put every chemical known to mankind on my all of the thing, but they're replacing everything in my apartment right now while I'm down here suffering in the Bahamas. And we got some rain down here though. It's not very nice today, so a little bit of not a hurricane or whatever, but strong winds and whatnot. Temperature's 82 today. The high was 82. It's going to go down for what it's worth, and it's going to go down to 72 tonight. So it's going to be cold.
Oh yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, bundle up.
Yeah, well, I got my parka. I got Emily's knitting me gloves right now, and a hat. So yeah, I'm on it. I'm good. Mittens, I think. All right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna have none other than the listener. And when I say the listener, Matt, I mean because
he's the only listener.
He's the only listener. We're gonna have Ben on the show. So if you stick around, you might may or may not, but you probably will hear Ben. And Ben, if you're listening, you're going to hear Ben. That was kind of a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we will be right back, Privateers Inc., right after these words.
Bye, Lysol.
Let's put a spoiler alert.
Some moron did that. They hung a fucking thing up on this. Welcome back to Privateers Inc. You know, as a special treat, Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but
no.
We have on the phone with us. This is going to sound weird for everyone listening at home, Ben. But you have yourself, Ryan, and Dan on the phone, and then Matt and Joe on a microphone. Two turntables or two microphones? One, no turntables.
Two telephones and a microphone.
One telephone and two microphones is what it is. So on the phone, Matt, not only Ryan and Dan, which are, you know, privateers, but we have the one listener. We have Ben, I think, is on the phone. If Tripp is doing his job remotely from upstate New York in his bunker, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, let me just make sure here. Do we have Ben on the phone? Ben, are you on the phone?
I am. I have a full stock of N95 masks for everybody. They're $39.95
each. Nice. Jesus. That's it. I'm selling them for $55 each.
Well, that's not bad, Matt. Ben, how are you?
Well, I don't have the vid, so I'm good.
Awesome. Oh shit, huh? I mean, at least you don't got that fucking horseshit.
What is the ratio of non-infected to infected people? Do you have a lot in your county? What's going on?
It seems like the more spread out areas are seeing much less, impact. I think we have zero in our zip code right now. They're rolling out info by the zip code. I think we have like maybe 14 or 15. South Carolina, Ryan will tell you.
Yeah, he'll tell you, all right.
Yeah, no, we're fine. We're fine. Disregard that. That last sneeze, it might have sounded like a sneeze, but I can assure you it was my cat. It was my cat that made that noise.
I can't even talk right now.
That might be a new symptom.
Yes. He was coughing up the hairball, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Amazing. So it's not crazy down there, but certainly there's a lot to be cautioned for, it seems like, is what the media is telling us.
Yeah, they love to sell it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my fucking God.
So, all right, so you have us all here. I'm sure you have so many questions for us, Ben. But first, we have some questions to ask you. Like, Ben, what the listener... Well, there are no listeners.
Hold on, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Right. Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
Ben, I have a question for you. In race...
Heat up, bro.
At Remington Park Race 6, why did the 7 scratch? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, for real.
32.
Yes, exactly. 32.
That's the correct answer.
It was 3-2 really before. Fuck. All right, go on.
You're a natural. All right, so Ben, the other listener who doesn't exist wants to know, tell us about yourself. What do you do? Come on.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work in a healthcare environment.
So you're an essential employee?
Oh, fuck. So you have...
Luckily, I am, yeah. I get to keep working. It's nice.
Dan does too. Dan's essential as well. Although he's not in the.
Dan's essential.
He's not in the.
I'm overtime. I'm working overtime.
He's overtime. He's overtime, right? But when you say you work in the healthcare industry, is it.
Dan's voice is deteriorating as we go through this podcast. I don't know if anybody else noticed
that. Yeah.
I did notice that.
But so when you say you work in the healthcare industry, do you have to deal with the shit that's going on around here right now or no? Like, right up in the face?
I have to go into ICUs they have positive patients in those ICUs, but I mean, I still have to treat patients that are in those ICUs, not direct contact at this point, but yeah. I'm in areas that they have positive patients.
Oh, no shit.
So, quick question.
I do bracing and prosthetic limbs.
But you, what the fuck? Oh, for them amputee motherfuckers.
Yes.
Those losers without legs. Savage.
those are the pre-existing conditions, Ryan.
Oh, okay. I think I got it now.
Yeah.
Can I beat him in a foot race? Even though I'm fat.
So
you
Ben
can beat
might
them
be
with their foot.
So I have a really good question for Ben.
Go for it, Dan.
Okay.
Ben,
so
the grits you got me, are they a very important grits? Were they?
The media is now suggesting that the COVID affects people of certain races. the sense. Yeah. And you know, like all those other people.
105 trip.
I don't even know you can do anything about
1 hour, 5 minutes.
More than other, you know, like people of like the white persuasion. Is this a true statement?
Persuasion?
Oh, when did I become the epidemiologist here?
Well, you
would get an online degree or something.
You're the only person that's close to the healthcare industry.
Please, please, everybody needs to focus. Please, Ben, answer this old woman's question, please.
Here's
Dan,
the thing.
I hear Minnesota is nice this time of year. Is that right?
Yeah, oh, it was God. Around 32 today.
Oh,
no, I'm bullshitting. It was like 50.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's not bad. That's
yeah.
not.
Yeah. No, not too bad.
Okay, so Ben, on a serious note,
but yeah, does Dan south, are there a lot of what's the Bojangles? Like, I like Bojangles. Is there any way you could send me some?
I mean, it's not good when it comes out of the window, so I don't think it would be good when it got up to you.
That's a good point. Maybe not for you. On to some serious questions. So, Ben, you are exposed.
What about Waffle House?
Matt, come on. I'm trying to ask a question.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to have to turn on your mic if you don't fucking.
What about my question?
Just go to New Jersey, Matt.
Oh,
New Jersey has Waffle Houses.
Okay, I'll go.
All right, so, Ben, what about Dan's question?
That's the correct answer, actually. Yeah. That is the correct answer.
He doesn't know what Dan's question was.
Okay.
What was Dan's question?
Don't worry about it, Matt. Okay, so on to another question. Ben, we know that your wife is extremely pregnant at this point. Is there any concern that you might bring this COVID-19 to your unborn child?
No.
That's actually a really good question.
Yeah.
No, there's not. No, there's not. And I'll tell you why. Because if you take the correct precautions and you know what you're dealing with and you don't, and you're not a dirty person and you like wash your hands once a day, well, obviously a little more than once a day now, and don't touch things and pick your nose. I mean, you're going to be fine pretty much.
Okay. So don't buy your
tell that to all the 35 million people that go crazy about sanitizing every single key on the keyboard and going through all that happy horse shit when they don't really have to necessarily do every single thing.
I mean, look, I'm a pragmatist when it really comes to this.
Oh my God, Ben's pregnant too?
Damn.
No.
The plot thickens.
Wait, I'm sorry. Maybe I misheard something. I've had a few beers tonight. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ben. I apologize.
Well, I mean, you think about where disease is. Disease is in dirty places, right? So, if this thing came from a bat and some dirty person is eating a bat,
black hooker,
you know. And then you look at the epicenters of where this is. New York. That's a really clean place. I mean, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, there's no way that.
You know, yes. Los Angeles, New Orleans, another extremely clean place where there are not a lot of people.
You know what, Ben? It's funny.
Together.
It's funny you're saying this, Ben. I actually was saying the exact same thing a few weeks back. Look at the places where it's out of control, and you'll see the exact same environments in every one of them.
Right, exactly.
And you'll also see Democratic control. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, that's besides the point. That's something that no one wants to talk about. But
that is right, actually a pretty good question.
But it is real.
What percentage of influence does a person's political alignment have as far as them fighting this disease?
It doesn't have anything.
Oh, you know what, Ryan? Ben, that is a perfect question, Ryan. Ben, you can show the rest of the podcast.
Joe, please, please.
I'm sure there's some funding.
Finish your insurer. And
make sure that you get that Polydent, all right, girl?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, damn. Shit. No, but I mean, I don't know how much about fighting it, but as far as, you know, actually where the fucking disease lies. Yeah, you're right. It's like you would have. Imagine if this was in some slum in Mumbai. It would be fucking rampant because it's dirt. People are dirty, disgusting, and they don't pay attention to anything. I mean,
well, they don't have proper hygiene. They don't have proper plumbing. I mean, you got to think about this thing in third world countries and how bad it actually probably is. But they're not telling you. Yeah, I just, you know, I don't believe much of it, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
same thing with the black death in Italy.
It's bad. Obviously, it's bad. But there's a lot we don't know.
Right.
And that makes me uncomfortable, but you know, just like a large bowel movement makes me uncomfortable. No one likes it.
Right.
I mean, you know,
there's actually nothing better in my eyes. Actually, Joe had a recent experience with tremendous bowel movement.
Yeah, I mean,
he did. How many bowel movements were involved in that situation?
Quite 600 a few hundred,
at least.
Wait, if you're talking about the shits I took in the janitor's closet, it's about 5 or 6. But the other ones that you're talking about could be quite a bit more. So
in one day?
Yeah.
I mean, what's your record for a day?
Well, my record for a day?
Yeah, it's still racking up. The meter is still rolling right now. We'll let you know.
Oh, really? How many shits have you taken in a day?
All right, let me think.
But wait, are we talking normal, like, I got to take a shit? Or are you talking like, he's sick and he's got the squirts and shit?
Yeah.
As in the worst. The worst day ever you can remember.
All right, worst
day including sickness?
Yes, including sickness.
Okay, go ahead.
Including sickness, I can tell you right now, that there was a period of time about maybe a year and a half ago where I was really sick and it was all fucking, I mean, I had the fever and chills and body aches, but it was a lot of shit going on. I must have shit, and I'm not exaggerating, I'll tell you guys right now, it probably was about, if I had to estimate, because I can't even tell you because it was a lot, but I would guess it was about maybe 20 times.
Seriously? Thank you, Trip. Good Lord.
Yikes, 20.
It was pretty bad. I think 20 times.
If you would have waited.
Did you need some salve? Did you need some salve for your rectum after that day?
Rectum? Damn near killed him, Ben. Are you kidding me?
Hi-oh! So my question is, Joe, were these substantial shits, like substantial squirts, or were they just like little bits of
No. Squirt? No, they were explosions. They were straight up explosions.
They were piles of shit.
They were Al-Qaeda fucking full-on vest situations.
Oh, okay. I've had some situations like that, but I don't think they were. I don't think it was 20 times. It might have been 18 times.
Ben, how many times have you shit in one day? What's your record?
I think you beat my record just by a few. But yeah, I had a GI thing a couple years back, and literally it was 15 times.
Yeah,
15, 16 times. It was a lot.
Did,
I mean, my
did it scare the shit out of you?
Fire. Oh God. It was bad. We were walking with Amanda's mom down in Charleston. I don't know if you heard the story. And we were walking around the historic part of Charleston. Joe, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So we're walking around and her mom and all of a sudden her mom's like, I gotta go. And we're literally in a bunch of churches. It's and they're all locked because it's, after 10, it's after, 4 a.m. Sorry, it's after 3 o'clock on a Sunday, whatever.
Yeah.
And
we know about that church.
We ended up breaking into or going into a construction zone. Her mom took a shit in a port-a-john in downtown Charleston.
Oh God.
That's terrible.
I would never.
Those are the worst.
On a construction site, no less. She's like, right. I gotta go.
These are some real ham and eggers, Matt.
Yeah, for real.
So basically, she's the one that started COVID-19.
I think so.
Yeah, could be.
I think that's what happened.
Ben, have you ever heard of the Tidy Bowl Man?
No, I haven't. The Tidy Bowl Man?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You guys have never heard of that? You just made me think about it. So the Tidy Bowl Man used to go to different outhouses. And he would go because they used, how they used to put outhouses. They have a little space underneath or whatever.
Yeah,
a tank.
I remember it well. Yeah,
yeah. So this guy,
I was in Boy Scouts, and he did not, and that Scoutmaster did not touch me. I promise.
Right. So this guy, the Tidy Bowl Man, they call him. What he would do is he would lay down in the shit underneath the outhouse. and he would look up and he would have a bucket. And he would, he when girls would come in and piss and shit,
yeah,
he would put the bucket down, but he would move the bucket so he could he could go look at their fucking their pizzas and their fucking asshole while they shit and piss.
Yeah.
And he sat under in the shit and fucking laid and everything with, in an outhouse just to look at women's fucking naked bodies. Disgusting that dude is.
So Ben, what about the reports that you're the tidy bowl man? Is that true or false?
It's definitely
true. Yeah, that is categorically incorrect.
Okay, well, Matt, yeah, you're wrong.
I also think that Matt should look up the word disgusting, because I think he might be using it wrong.
It's possible.
It's possible. I mean,
what do you think is worse, that your client that was a child molester or the tidy bowl man?
Yeah, which was worse, Matt?
I don't know. That dude was pretty fucking creepy, dude. I don't know. He may have been doing the same thing with these broads, so I'd imagine he's worse. Because he might have been doing that with, like, little girls and boys. He might have just been sitting in bathrooms doing that.
Right, that's true.
You know, with little kids. Oh, that guy was a fucking creep.
You know, do you guys remember reading that article a couple weeks ago about the guy who was in for murder and he, like, just went and decided to, like, off to pedos? I think that was in, like, New York or California.
Yeah, that was out in Cali.
I didn't hear about that.
Good
did
for
he,
that
really?
Guy. Good for that guy. Thank you. You know, I applaud that. Thank you.
I didn't hear about that. That's good.
Anyway. Yeah. So he's like, fuck it. I got one. Might as well nail the other.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
All right. So here we're going to go
with his bare hands too. I don't know if that makes the story any better.
Oh, really?
But he was right. Doing it with his bare hands.
No
did
shit.
Did you see a wow. picture of that guy? That guy was frightening. I mean, never run into that guy ever.
All right, so I'm gonna go to the email real quick because I did get a question here, a question for you, Ben. Actually, this is from Benjamin Goldstein at iCloud.com. He asks Ben, do you see any correlation with the rise of Privateers Inc. on all podcast media versus the rise of COVID-19? Is there any correlation between the two?
That's a good question.
I mean, we'd have to actually get a grant from, you know, the government to find out and study it. So I would recommend that we study that before I come out with an answer.
This sounds like a convoluted way to. I feel like Ben's asking for a bribe right now. That's a freaking politician's answer if I ever heard that. Yeah, I'm not going to answer unless I get money. That's
see,
pretty much
right. We got to put it into a rider. I can't tell you if it's correct or not unless we put it on a rider on a bill. You know?
I got to admit, I think our meteoric rise is only going to be after Ben himself was on the show. You know. Now all of a sudden people are going to listen.
Meteors plummet, though. Like, meteors plummet towards...
Ryan, shut the fuck up.
Ground. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so Ben, away from the COVID-19 thing, because I know a lot of people are talking about that now, and most people are only listening to this in 2030, when this is 10 years away, but... What are some of your greatest memories of Privateers Inc. so far? That you, because you are our only listener, we don't have anyone else to ask.
Yeah, do you have a memory?
Yeah, what's your favorite thing or your couple favorite things you've heard?
I think that's why he's a repeat listener, is because his memory is shot.
Is that what it is?
And before you answer that, can you give me a good trifecta?
I can give you three episodes that I really like.
I already
I'll
got
be
one too.
Fuck. So there was one episode that made me really crack up in a funny way, but that's it was Matt one. Saying something inappropriate and me having all my windows open pulling into work. That was extremely embarrassing.
Yes,
and I remember that episode. I think it was 18. Now,
what did we
the,
do on episode 18?
The second episode was the one where Joe and Matt were telling the story of their dad's cross-country drive from Chicago. That had
me in
the
limo.
The fucking ground, dude. Oh, my God, I was dying.
Oh, in the limousine. So, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, the limo trip when you guys were reminiscing about that. Because I like that shit. I love it when you guys talk about, like, you know, actual events that are...
Ben, newsflash, like, everything is true.
you and you guys were in the parade with your dad.
Oh, God. Matt, should we tell that one?
Did we tell that, or did we? Was that on one of the lost episodes?
That was on a lost episode, I think. Ben, if you want to hear a story, like it's sort of a disrespectful story, but at the same time, it's sort of on that same vein of things.
Oh, by the way, episode 8, if I remember correctly, episode 18 was the carousels and turkey sandwiches episode.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
That was definitely an excellent. Yeah. That was an excellent episode. Well.
You're right. That was a good one.
We started off with a public radio.
Yes.
Deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a turkey sandwiches. Yeah.
Good memory, Dan, despite your voice being completely gone. Your brain is still intact somewhat.
Yeah, okay. Betty White.
So.
Yeah. And then there was one more. I can't remember what episode it was, but I think I had texted Joe. I was like, dude, that was gold right there.
Whatever, oh, that was 1 through 70.
Was it
1 through 70?
Gold and Goldstein. Mm.
Yeah. Is there a what is that?
All right. A correlation. What's that
noise? There may or may not be a correlation between the two.
Joe, it's on my phone.
Okay. All right. So Ben, we'll tell you another story about our dad.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh boy.
So this is a good one.
This one's a wicked pisser.
It really is.
Oh God.
So actually. Dan, if you remember, when we moved back up from Florida to Connecticut, your dad was like, here, take our station wagon. You guys can have it. Do you remember that station wagon you had, Dan, back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Dan had this gigantic station.
Classic.
Yeah, it was like the size of the Space Shuttle Challenger, this thing. It was gigantic.
Yes,
and,
it was.
And my dad was like...
It took like two 600 horsepower motors to haul this thing around.
It was pretty bad. So... It was the 4th of July, and my dad really wanted to be in the 4th of July parade.
Yes, he did.
I don't know why, but in Meriden, Connecticut. So, like, no
it wasn't 4th of July. It was Memorial
Day. Was this that big brown fucking station wagon?
Yeah, it was like a
it was like a yellow. Like a tan. A puke yellow.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I remember that goddamn thing.
Yeah, so sorry. Matt just corrected me. It was actually Memorial Day.
It was Memorial Day parade in Meriden.
And so my dad was like, I really want to be in the parade. But, you know, you got to be patriotic to be in the Memorial Day parade. Otherwise, why would you be just driving a random car in there?
Yeah.
So, unbeknownst to Matt and I, we were like, my dad was like, well, before we go to the parade and everything, we're going to go to the cemetery and visit some of our dead relatives and whatnot. So we're at the cemetery and we're driving around and my dad's like, hey guys, go grab those flags off those gravestones real quick.
He's the best father ever. He was such a good role model.
He was.
We grabbed, how many flags did we grab, Matt?
Hundreds. We took every veteran's flag off of a fucking gravestone we took. Every time that somebody went and put a flag down, my dad would follow him around the cemetery and then go, okay, Matt, they drove away. Go grab the flag they just put down.
Yes.
And then we went and fucking, so I mean, we literally grabbed, Joe, we did. We probably grabbed hundreds of flags.
We did.
These little tiny gravestone flags.
Yeah.
That no longer were on gravestones.
How old were you guys? Just out of curiosity. How old were when your dad was having you do this?
Was this, Joe, I thought that was before we even moved to Florida.
No, it was. You know what? I think you're right.
Before we even moved to Florida. No, you're right. We had a different station.
What were you guys, like 12 and 13 or something?
Maybe.
10, 11.
Yeah, somewhere around that. Yeah. 10, 11. So we didn't know any better. And so my dad had us, what we did was we rolled the windows up so that the flags were in the windows, so they were hanging outside the car.
Wait, he also stopped at the drugstore that was in the Stop and Shop Plaza over there on the west side of town.
Yeah.
And went in and we got duct tape.
Oh, yeah, we duct taped flags to the outside of the car as well. Yeah, that's right.
And he got, what else did he get over there too?
I don't know.
At the drugstore.
I don't know. What did he get?
Maybe some Hikatus. I don't know. It could have been anything.
Yeah, I think so, right? You got some... Robitussin, right?
Some Robitussin. Yeah. So what he did was he then so we were armed now with hundreds of fallen soldiers' flags that were hanging off our car, rolled up in the windows. And
picture everything. A rusty station wagon with 10 tiny little gravestone flags. Not tiny; they were probably like 3-inch flags, but hanging out of each window, duct tape holding a bunch more all over the fucking car.
And then he just merged into the parade.
He drove right into the parade in the middle of it. And then now picture me and Joe, and he's going, come on, guys, shit the fuck up and wave.
Yeah, wave. He's telling us to wave to everyone.
So he's got us in the car waving at everybody as we drive down the fucking street in the middle of a fucking parade.
Yeah.
Behind like the dudes with the fucking the
weird, Masonics.
The Masonics so driving the little carts.
Your dad actually swore at you at that age.
Believe it or not, Dan. Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's hard to believe. But
so yeah, we were in the Memorial Day parade with stolen flags.
So when can I start swearing at my daughter? Just out of curiosity. I
mean, right now.
Ben, if you don't do it now, you're a fucking pussy. Yeah,
you have to start doing it while she's still in the womb.
Steal a flag, bitch.
I'll get right on that. Hang on. Anyway, did you guys like hit one of those little guys in the little car?
We should have. No, we continued the parade all the way to the west side of town, but we were all waving at the people, and people were sort of waving back confusedly, like
what's this weird car doing?
Who are these
there?
People in this weird puke yellow station wagon with flags?
Isn't that our local Coke dealer / bookie driving that car?
Allegedly, man. Oh no, he can't get arrested.
Allegedly driving that car.
The problem is, we got all sorts of hate mail at our house on Columbus Avenue.
Because they like, recognized the car.
They were like, wait a minute, that's Jimmy's car.
Oh, shit, did you for real? Is that for real? Oh,
I don't know. I don't think Dan ever saw the mail.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You know, Ryan, Dan would answer right now, but Cloris Leachman has taken his place. So
yeah.
It's a little hard. Wait a minute.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's Blanche from the Golden Girls.
Wait a minute, Dan. Dan, do you remember the time that we went over to your house and it was fucking snowing like crazy and we sat inside and all of a sudden those Mormons came up and knocked on the door to try to sell Bibles to us and we made them fucking shovel the entire driveway and sidewalk?
They shoveled the entire driveway.
We were like, you could come in and talk to us about your God or whatever as soon as you shovel this driveway and sidewalk. And they, dude, we were like, we even went to, as far as to go... They were done and they came up and we were like, oh no, that's not good enough. And then Dan goes, I usually shovel the neighbor's sidewalk too.
Oh, they shovel the neighbor's driveway too.
Yeah. And then, as soon as they came up to the door and they were like, okay, so we finished, and they're all huffing and puffing and their faces are red. They're like, okay, so can we talk? And Dan goes, nope. And he slams the door and walks away.
No, they gave me the Bible, though. They gave me the Mormon Bible.
Yeah,
and I threw
what
it away.
The fuck is that? Mormon Bible. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Unbelievable. So Ben, what do you how do you feel about the privateers? Has it been increasing in quality in terms of the programming?
Or decreasing.
Or decreasing, yeah. What do you think?
I think you guys are plateaued.
Okay,
that's wonderful. You know, that sounds
I think
great.
It's a comfortable, you know, it's a comfortable groove you guys have got. So
yeah.
It went from zero to one listeners. And it stayed at one listener for a long day.
It went from one to zero listeners. But I mean,
that's true.
Well, now that you're on, now that you are our only listener, we've plateaued with one listener. I get it. We're doing really good. But when do you?
Oh, we have a second. I'm sorry, we have a second.
You know, okay.
Well,
listen to this.
Because I walked in the room.
Oh, okay, perfect.
We flatten the curve.
Right, we flatten the curve. But do you actually listen on a normal basis to the show? Do you listen on a drive to work type of thing, or you don't have one physical place you work in?
I do. Yeah, I mean, I'm all over the place, but. Yeah, so I mean, if I'm driving around from clinic to clinic, if I have to, I'll throw you on. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I try and stay up to date. Sometimes I just, you know how life is when you get busy. You're like, fuck, I missed an episode or three, and you know, then you try and jump back on the wagon.
Do you find it's better that way because you can listen to a bunch at once?
Yeah, I mean, you can just blow through a few. I mean, I've missed a couple altogether, but you know,
holy shit, obviously. You have.
Here I have. All right, let me go to another email. This is from Trip at privateersinc.com. He asked.
Do you remember when he came down? Do you remember when he came down to South Carolina and he got in all that shit show?
Yes, I do. I actually,
you talked about that on one of your episodes. That guy's a prick.
He's pretty bad.
I didn't know you guys met. Yeah, he's a fucking scumbag. Fuck,
dude. He and Joe got thrown in jail. What, you don't remember?
Well, no, I didn't even realize that you actually met him.
Yeah. Well, we.
No, that fucking asshole stole my motorcycle and then proceeded to lose $1,000 and then crushed his own iPhone.
Wait, who was that, Trip or me? I can't remember. I'm trying to remember who that was.
Wow. Yeah, he's a fucking, he's a shitbag, dude.
But actually, you know, Ben brings up a pretty fun point. That actually did happen. I didn't steal your motorcycle, but I was riding your motorcycle, and I did lose my iPhone, and it was a lot more than $1,000. I think it was almost $2,000 in cash. We got to a brewery, and I was like, fuck, everything's gone.
God.
And I blame Ben, because I was like, normally I just have it in my pockets, and Ben's like, no, you got to put it in here. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to. So Ben persuaded me to put it in this thing on the back of his bike, and I forgot to zip it, and it came out. So it's Ben's fault.
Oh, man, dude.
So I got to a brewery and realized that every bit of money, my debit card, my phone, everything had come out of the bike. And
literally bounced out of the bag that Joe forgot to zip. I said, don't put it in your pocket. It could fall out, yet he doesn't zip it in. So, yeah, okay, that's my fault.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. No, so we get to the...
Sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
No, yeah, you were on the right track there, Dan. You're correct.
Yeah.
But I got to the brewery, and I realized that, oh, my God, and I started panicking because I was like, I got no way to get home and everything. And we used the Find My iPhone thing, and we got back to the scene of the crime. And Ben, you can attest to this. When we got back to the scene of the crime, there was just $100 bills everywhere, were there not?
There were $100 bills everywhere, and your iPhone was literally looked like crystal meth. It was crushed.
It was smashed. And my debit card, actually, Matt, here, I'm going to pull it out as I'm saying this, but my debit card was like broken in like three pieces or something like that.
I got to see this.
I have it. I still have it. I keep it as like a keepsake here in my wall. Here, I'm going to pull it out for you. Look at that. There's a half of it right there.
What the fuck Matt's happened holding to this thing?
You need to put that on our website.
I should. Well, yeah, it's an old debit card number. Fuck it. I'll put it on there. They can try to use it. I don't care.
What in the No,
just put blur out the numbers.
No, it's not even in use anymore. But yeah, and then to top it all off, like a few days later, I was supposed to leave, and we went out the day before and got really fucked up at another brewery. And
did we send it? We sent it.
Oh, dude, I sent it so fucking hard that week, the whole week.
Everyone sent it. I mean, it was just mayhem, like every
corner.
What
the fuck
does
that mean? Am I in another fucking world? What does that even mean?
No, if Matt,
where did you? What did you send? Where,
Matt?
That's that is a new term. It's like a sixth or seventh grade term.
What? No, it's not. This is
what are we even talking about?
All right, so Matt, when you
send
with
it.
Like UPS,
you sent it.
No, when you send it, you're like fucking really getting it in there. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You don't
wait, hold on, you guys fucked.
A little bit, but not
okay,
really.
Okay, yeah. I got it.
No,
okay, all right.
No.
All right.
It means
no?
You get,
I mean look, I'm no.
Joe said he's really getting it in there. I don't.
That is an undefined. I don't know how to describe that term. It's weird.
Okay, so you guys did something with the postals. Whatever. Okay, go ahead. What happened? I don't even know.
We put a package in the post.
But you guys were getting drunk, is what you mean.
We
That's
got
what that means. You sent it.
We sent it really hard the day before I was supposed to leave. And
that
I woke,
doesn't even sound good.
I woke up the next morning and it was like, I don't know, I was supposed to leave at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and you know, Ben was like gonna drive me to the train station and shit. And I was so fucked up, I was like, dude, I can't make it to the train station. I'm gonna puke on the fucking way there. It's not gonna
fucking
so bad. Right, I went back to sleep. Did I not, Ben? I went back to sleep
on the couch for another 4.5 hours, 5 hours.
I caught the later train though.
You got up, I think you wanted a beer, and you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta get another train ticket.
I did. I transferred my train ticket to another one. It was a really, it was a fun time though. It was one of the best vacations ever. I'm sorry, let me rephrase it. It was the best vacation I've ever fucking had. It was a great time down there.
Well, that's good.
We went hard, man.
We
the
did.
Way.
We sent it the entire fucking time.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Whatever the fuck that means.
You'll figure it out someday, Matt. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. When I get older and I start fucking around with whatever you guys TikTok or whatever you do.
TikTok.
I would say it must be a South Carolina thing, but I'm down here and I've
no, it's not because I heard it. I've heard it before.
No,
sent it.
I brought that down south with me.
Okay.
He did. We hadn't heard it until Joe brought it down. I'll admit that.
Yeah, I said
just like the COVID, right?
So wait, so he sent it down there? Never.
No, no, Matt. What Ben is saying is that when I went down to South Carolina, I brought down.
No, he sent it.
I brought down.
He's saying he's unscented, like an unscented.
Oh,
candle.
Exactly. Okay, I get it.
You know what? I have plenty of unscented toilet paper at my house.
Unscented toilet paper?
He brought the send, and it wasn't a shit.
Okay, I brought the send, and I brought herpes with me as well. So both of those things came with
that
me.
That is not surprising at all.
TMI, Joe, TMI.
Yeah. I've also brought it down to the Bahamas here with me. But anyway, that's just a topic for another show.
Those fucking Bahaman bras.
Come on.
Are they okay?
It's 134.36.
But
you got to write the 134.
Please, Dan.
Matt, 134.40 now. All right, so Ben, now is your chance to ask us any questions you have. You have Matt, you have Ryan, you have Dan, you have me.
Ask away.
Any questions you might have of us, go for it.
Just don't ask my weight.
Oh, I don't have, you guys answer all my questions every show. So I already know more than I ever want to or need to.
What?
That's kind of a good point.
Yeah, but Ryan's brand new.
Part of it. This is fun. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. At least you're having fun.
So
it makes fucking one of us.
All right, I'll ask you a question. Yeah. What is it? So the question that Trip had before, Trip at Privateers Inc., by the way, it says, the question was, Ben, how does it feel to hear your name on every single fucking episode
I did want to ask that. I'm glad Trip asked that. Is that weird?
Well, typically it's fine. You know, you guys aren't using, derogatory language, directly to me, so I'm okay with it. It's fine.
I'm writing this down.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
I got you.
Is it weird, though, to hear your name constantly?
Not really, because I kind of feel like a friend of the show.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So it's because I was picturing, I'm like, man, that's got to be really odd. Even if it's okay, it's got to seem odd, like you're driving on the street and someone's talking to you.
Oh, can I?
Not really, because, I'm the only guy listening. So it's like you guys are just having a conversation, and I'm just kind of.
It's like you're just hanging out. I actually have a question for Ben.
Go ahead, Ryan.
How do you spell derogatory? Because I have to write this down.
We'll save that. I'll get you after the podcast. But Ben, can I bring up Ben? You sent me a picture. You sent me a picture of something that you bought a couple weeks ago. Do you remember the picture that you sent me? Because Ben and I talk all the time.
What was that? I'll have to look through all my pictures.
No, it was something you bought for like home protection.
What?
Oh, man, I continuously buy things for home protection. So I mean, it changes week to week. What comes in the mail?
Well,
so.
I just didn't want. I don't know if you wanted me to say it on the fucking thing, but there was a certain kind of like a ammunition that you bought.
Oh yeah. Those are my guys over at Wolf Hill Trading Company. Yep, absolutely. Little plug there. They got some really interesting stuff there. So.
What is it, Joe? Are we allowed to say what this is?
I feel like your marketing strategy is lacking since you're broadcasting to an existing customer.
But Ben, why don't you explain what that was that you sent to me? Because that looked like it would fucking tear somebody's head right off their shoulders.
Which one was that? Was that the ball and chain?
Yeah.
Oh, the bolo round,
yeah. So the bolo round is a.
I have those.
As far as I understand, I don't think they're legal in Connecticut, but and not that much is.
Nothing is. Jesus.
Nothing. Yeah.
Fucking legal.
I
saw a fucking case of those at the sporting goods store. No bullshit.
Oh my god! It sounds so bad.
Dan, are you okay?
I saw that they.
I am good. I'm good.
Fucking mowing down the reds, dude. I'm like fucking Camel non-filter.
He really is.
So Ben, these are the ones that inside the shop. What is it? It's a 12 gauge round.
So it's a. I use a 20 gauge for my home. So that it doesn't blow through walls, but still does the job.
Fuck the walls.
Plenty fine. But no, it's 250 caliber musket balls with a connecting chain.
Yeah.
And this,
Jesus
this is
Christ. 50 cal, baby.
Matt, I'm going to show you a picture. This is the other thing that Ben sent me. He's got, what is it, flashettes? Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're no fun. You don't want to get in front of those.
Is that the zombie round? Which one's the zombie round? Did you do you have zombies too or no?
I'm not really sure. I got this thing called a Super Rhodesian, which looks pretty painful. So.
Yeah, yeah. Those are good.
Just so you know, if any other listeners, if you're ever listening in the future, Ben's house is where you want to be if some shit goes down.
Abso-fucking-lutely, yeah. He's got the right shit. He's got the right idea. Ben, when you purchase rounds, who are you planning on shooting? Uh-oh, I think we lost Ben.
Oh, did you lose Ben?
Ben, are you there?
Oh, hang on a second. He's texting me right now. Oh, he says lost me. Matt, can you get him back?
He's got to call me.
All right. Ben, are you listening?
Ben, if you're listening, just give Matt a call back. Thanks.
Hang on, Matt. This is live on the air from the Grand Bahamian here at Grand Bahama.
All right, stand by.
Hang on. We're doing this live on the air. Just so those of you at home are listening, Ben, you're calling back right now.
There he is.
Ben, are you back?
Ben, are you there?
I am.
Okay, right,
fantastic.
Next time, don't hang up the fucking phone. Or did you shoot at your phone with a fucking... with a ridiculous shotgun.
He tried it with a 20 gauge, but it was bulletproof.
Oh gosh. No, but Ben, I was asking you a question when you really hung up on him. when you purchase rounds for your home, who are you planning on shooting? Like, is it like who are you expecting to run into your house first? Is it like a government official? Is it a or a...
Yeah, it's probably nobody in particular.
145, 53. Nobody in particular, just anybody. Whoever comes through the house, that's who they're getting it.
Any individual that makes a bad decision is going to, you know, is the one that's going to end up in front of that.
Any individual or fucking group of... You know what I'm saying? The football team that comes through that door is getting it.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, those rounds that you're buying, they're actually really cool rounds. I do have some myself. Don't tell anyone. But those rounds that you have are really cool. And you actually, when I was buying them, I realized something about myself. You have to really, really want to kill people.
Yeah.
If you buy shit like that, because it's not definitely. Like, oh, I'm just... I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you're protecting your home with yep. with something medieval that's also tucked into a shotgun shell. Like, you really want to hurt somebody. I mean, so when you're purchasing that, do you realize that you're a complete nut job?
Well, you're sending a message. I mean, you could do the same thing with a 9mm.
Yes.
Yeah, so
a 9mm is not going to send that message.
That's right.
Right. And true. You know, Matt, a lot of it is, you know, the reason why I use a shotgun is a lot of it is psychological. If you're coming into my space and you hear the sound of a shotgun and you can, yep. like, racking, and you continue into my space, you've made a decision that is obviously the wrong one.
I agree. Honest to God. I mean, that's not the sound I'd want to hear in a dark house, and I don't know where that sound's coming from. If I'm robbing it, for sure.
God, no.
No, I wouldn't continue forward. That's for goddamn sure.
So Ben,
right. so it's a chance. I mean, I'm giving you, if you come into my house, I'm giving you a chance to make a better decision. You know, so that you're not, you know, I'm not ending up treating you in the NSICU or wherever right. ICU you end up.
Right, and I'll tell you this: like I actually purchased.
We need Matt. Don't get me wrong. We need the business right now. But
right,
you know, that's really how I
want to
get it.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
More another fact.
Oh, okay.
More people are killed during home invasions than from COVID-19.
You know what, Ben? Ben, actually, Catherine Hepburn brings up a good point.
Oh shit, dude! Oh, for God's sake!
Sorry about that. I couldn't even hold it together.
But
live from the set of On Golden Pond. Here we go,
Dan. I'd like to see your source on that.
Yeah, seriously, Dan. Where are you getting your facts from?
But I'll tell you this: I purposely load my shotgun in a way where my first round is a 2.25 round Sabot slug. And that shit is going to rip a fucking massive hole in you. Right past that, I have two home defense rounds. And past that, I do have a shackle, which is what Ben's talking about.
Yeah.
So, by the way, this is all going into one person. And I purposely load my shotgun that if I, and these are all 12 gauge, by the way. So like my goal is to try to shoot my last non-Sabot slug right through the hole in the person.
Matt, if I could speak
so
for you.
So my question, instead of burying a whole person, you just carry half of them.
Yes.
Yeah, I do have spaces in my yard already dug up just in case.
Yes, Helen Mirren, that's correct.
If you're just joining us, we're leading into our third hour with Eileen Brennan on the line.
So Doris Day, what do you put in your fucking shotgun? Ingrid Bergman.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually curious what Ryan puts, what his loadout is, because yeah. I mean he's from South Carolina too. He knows what's up.
Yeah. What do you
just
do?
The nine. I'm not from South Carolina. That's the thing. I'm from the north. So
I said you're in South Carolina.
Yeah. But I'm not of the mindset. So
oh, really? So you don't even own a gun?
He has a shotgun, a gun room, right?
No.
Do you own a gun?
Are you asking me if I have a gun room?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think it's time for your meds, fucking...
Cloris Leachman.
We'll go back to Cloris Leachman.
Right, Ryan, I'm sorry, you must have mistaken. That's the late Judy Garland you're speaking
with. Yeah, Estelle Getty, what are you thinking about?
In her twilight years.
My God, B. Arthur. What?
That was the one I was trying to think of before.
Yeah, there you go.
But wait a minute. Ryan, do you own a gun at all?
We have a 9, and that's it.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, whatever.
Yep. Not bad at
it's
all.
It's very pointable anyway.
Go ahead, Ryan. I'm sorry.
If you have around here, it's more or less for animals and wild shit.
Mm.
Yeah,
a lot of fucking coyotes and shit around here.
Well, I think you're in a more rural area, Ben. Are you in a rural area or more urban area?
No, he's. I wouldn't say urban, Ben. What would you consider that?
Like a
suburban.
I mean, yeah, we're on the nicer side of a more urbanized area, but compared to up north. Charleston's not like urban, so to speak, unless you're super downtown. Right. So yeah, I feel kind of, you know, what well, you say.
If I could put it this way, when I was down there in South Carolina over at Ben's place there, we were setting off fireworks till probably 2 a.m, and the neighborhood, what was that, like the town association or some bullshit, posted a story the next day about the noise ordinance bullshit.
Oh, really? So that's all they
did?
Oh,
wow. Yeah, we made the Facebook page.
That's
but,
what it was.
You know, wow. We actually stopped an hour before you're legally supposed to. So, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We're not an unincorporated county, so we're not under city. In our neighborhood, we're not under city, you know, ordinances.
So. That's wow. Right. So, and then, Ryan, you're more out in the sticks type of thing.
Yeah, more or less. I mean, there are people.
There's people, but you're more like in a we're very
probably rural. About 5-10 acres of party.
You got some chickens out there, man?
I know. Well, we had something kill them. I had about 15 a couple years ago, and they were one at a time. They were just a hawk got one of them. Coyotes, the neighbor's fucking dog. So we were like, "Fuck this!"
Crikey.
They make too much of a mess for like 3 eggs a day. You know,
there are actually a lot of bald eagles out here.
Yeah, so that Jesus Christ, who the fuck was that? Hey Dan, if you're still on the line, my next question was, Dan, what kind of artillery do you have up in Minnesota?
Yeah, what do you do in Minnesota?
So I have a case of shotgun shells.
Do you have a shotgun too?
What do you fucking throw them at people as they walk through the door?
Hits them with a hammer and a nail.
And I have a case of 22 LR ammo.
But do you have any guns, Dan?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what we were right, trying to figure out. Okay,
we're on to something now, guys.
All right, listen. We've gone a very long time. Real quick, Ben. We know that you're expecting soon. When is your? It's a daughter, if I'm not mistaken. Correct?
Oh, is it a girl?
Yeah, we're having a little girl.
Do you have a name picked out?
Yeah, that was the question.
We do. Yeah, we do.
Are you saying it or no?
Yeah, we've been sharing it with
people. Is this an exclusive? Come on, Ben. Make us feel good. It's an exclusive, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What is it? What's the name?
Her name is Celia Ruth.
Celia Ruth. Is that a family name?
Well, one of them is, yeah. The other one, Amanda really loves.
So. Okay.
Nice. Well, fantastic. We wish you and Amanda the best with Celia Ruth. When is Celia Ruth expected to be born into this world?
Well, she's going to be here late May. So.
Oh, wow.
We're so far away. We're expecting her to be called part of Generation C now. Have you heard that?
No. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Generation C. Well, Generation COVID, so.
Oh, fuck.
Dear God.
Yeah, I know. How fun is that?
That Midor does not approve.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. Come on, Vera Lynn. What the fuck? Christ almighty. Andrea Litke doesn't like the fucking COVID thing.
Oh, goddamn. People
just make names up for fucking strange reasons.
Barbara Walters' remarks have been brought to you by dementia. So enjoy that.
Please.
Good, I'm glad I was on the show today. Thanks, guys.
Please, Joan Rivers, you're on the show next week. But please, hold your comments. Ben, we thank you so much for listening to us. You're in our thoughts and in our hearts every week. You're on our podcast. We always name drop you every single time. And we.
Oh, by the way, hey, I just want to give a shout out to Ben.
Yeah, please. So.
Oh shit.
And Joan Rivers also would like.
We'd like to thank our guests Ben and Liza Minnelli.
You know what's fucked up, Ryan? Is I was just about to Google who was Michael Jackson's friend when he was alive because I couldn't remember her name. And that's exactly who it was. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Oh my God. Don't drink when you're listening to the show.
No.
Like, do not take a sip of liquid when you're fucking doing the show because you're going to spit it out all over everything.
All over this fucking. All over the. Matt, this is a fucking two bedroom suite, for God's sakes. I'm overlooking the Caribbean.
I know. Okay. I'm ruining it with spitting iced tea all over everything. All
right. Listen. You can go to. You okay, Matt? He's like, all right. You can go to privateersinc.com. You can email us at privateerscorp@gmail.com, although Ben is the only person who ever does it, and also my mom. true story. You can visit us on our we don't have Facebook, we got Twitter. I don't even know, we have Instagram and YouTube at Privateers Inc. You can also go to poisonsire.com. Ben, you guys got a business going down there, do you not? I mean, plug it, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Oh, it's your business, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, we started this thing called Apex Luxury LLC, and we're doing property management maintenance. So it's a little thing.
Okay.
We're considered essential, so we're still pulling jobs. So
property maintenance or management?
Management. Okay. So we market to property management, and we do all kinds of general maintenance and trash services, painting, bulk item and deliver removal. All kinds of stuff for the property management industry. Okay. That's everyone that rents has a property manager. So
could you go way more into detail about that? I know.
What?
That's free advertising, so I'm advertising to myself.
Absolutely.
We
have to find a way to put this old man to sleep over.
Oh, hang on a second.
Hang on, we're losing everyone.
Hang on,
I think we're back.
Yeah, I think we're back now. All right, but thank you, everyone. We appreciate everyone. That being said, for plus
everyone, stay healthy. If you need masks, $39.95. My pricing's better than that.
Joan Rivers, $55.95. My best price for two.
Buy one, get one free.
Damn right.
Exactly.
You're only going to get one, though.
Okay, so Dan, do you have anything to plug for this week?
I have a semi-charmed life. That's about it.
I'm just going to fucking not even bother with that, Matt. All right. So, Dan... Dan's gonna be doing nothing for the next week. Dan, by the way, after the fact, don't forget, I gotta send you a couple links. Ryan, you got anything going on this week?
I have something going on.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm going to be at Serpent Lake in Crosby, Minnesota.
There's a 20-minute lag in this conversation. It's fucking great.
Where are you gonna be, Dan? At a lake? What are you, Jason?
Serpent Lake in Crosby, Minnesota, and I'll be signing autographs at the park. But guess what? Only one person at a time.
Six feet away.
Because the park is too small.
Oh, fuck.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Ryan, do you have anything going on?
No, absolutely nothing. I have absolutely nothing going on.
Ben.
Go to thesubtractive.com. We're going to get our, maybe in a week or two, the podcast will be back on its regular schedule.
Can we look for an episode sooner than that, or no?
Yeah, you'll have one Monday, actually. Okay, there's going to be one dropping Monday.
All right, Ben, have you ever listened to the Subtractive and your boy Rick Roy podcast?
I have not.
Good, so our advertising works well.
It works great. Thanks.
So far, Matt, we're at 0% on our advertising.
Yeah.
We only mentioned that 7,000 times.
No, except for the cock loan, I think we did like 15 or 20%.
Oh, I'm sorry, did we interrupt you?
Oh, shit. I can't do this anymore.
Matt, what are you got going on?
I don't know anymore.
Just say something that doesn't...
Oh, goddamn.
Matt, it doesn't even matter. Just say anything.
I'm just going to break into the pool here at the hotel and try to make it work.
What, are you going to turn into a wave pool?
No, I'm gonna send it.
Oh, you're going to send it. Okay. I will be with the old lady from the Titanic who's been on this podcast the entire time. We're going to be throwing the heart of the ocean into the fucking Arctic Circle or whatever.